We know that, of course, Parshas Chaye Sarah, the name, speaks to the life of Sarah. But we also know that everything that happens in this week's Parsha, from the burial plot, Maras HaMachpelah, to finding a wife for Yitzchak, to Avram's remarrying, is all that happens after Sarah passes away. The life of Sarah is really a Parsha about what happens after her death. Why is that? Simple answer is that we are not defined by only what we do in this world, but about the impact and the legacy that we leave after we're gone from this world. This entire parsha is about securing the future of the Jewish people. It is Avram's statement in the beginning of Gevrisoshev Anochi Mochem, a statement for Jews throughout the millennium. We are individuals. We are always going to be different. It is finding a wife for Yitzchak that will carry on this legacy, this continuity that will be like Avram in both the monotheistic and spreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and in the Hachnasas Orchim. But as you go through the Parsha, specifically as you get towards the end of the Parsha, you see that there are certain moments in which Avraham assumes the role of Sarah. We know that in last week's Parsha, it is really Sarah who has to open Avram's eyes to Yishmael. She tells him, we need to kick out Yishmael. He doesn't see it, so to speak. And she has to tell him, we have to kick him out for the betterment and for the security and the continuity of the Jewish people. And in this week's Parsha, after Sarah passes away, it is Avraham who assumes that role of ensuring the successful future of this dynasty. In a certain way, he has to think like Sarah. He has to be, this is her era. Vayu Chaye Sarah, what we say in the beginning of the Parsha, as you read through the Parsha, you find Avram acting not like he does in Vayera, Prax, and Lachacha, but acting more like Sarah has done in the last few Parshios. And nowhere is this more evident than what happens at the end of the Parsha. Way at the end of the Parsha, when Avram remarries and has more children, the Pasuk tells us, Levnei Apilag Shim Asherli Avram, to all of these children that he has, Nasan Avram Atanos, he gave them so many gifts. Vayeshal Chaim, Me'al Yitzchok Beno Be'odenu Chai. He gave them gifts, but he sent them away. Why did he send them away? Because Avram understands this impact, the influence, the environment, the avirah around Yitzchak is so crucial, so essential to the Jewish people, to what we will be forever. They can't influence Yitzchak. When in last week's parasha, Sarah has to tell Avram, who doesn't see it, Yishmael is such a bad influence. It is this week's parasha when Avram acts like Sarah. He understands the message, the influence that she had on him, and he does the same thing what Sarah would have done. And there are so many nuances of this theme throughout the parasha. Vayu Chaye Sarah. We find Rabbi Soloveitchik mentioned that throughout the entire Torah, there's always this partnership. Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Rachel, Moshe and Aaron. And as we continue to read these stories, it is this partnership. And even though in this week's Parsha, Sarah has already passed away, that influence and that impact on Avram helped guide him and helped ensure the continuity of the Jewish people.